President Obama supports a $10, 10-cent minimum wage. He said in his State of the Union address that it'll put more money in consumers' pockets and help families.
Give America a raise.
President Obama cited an example of a pizzeria in Minneapolis as proof that businesses can thrive if wages increase. He says that move eased workers' worries about money and boosted morale. And a higher minimum wage would do the same across the country. But some say a higher minimum wage will cause businesses to hire fewer young people who work low-skilled jobs, leading to higher unemployment. Cato Institute's Jeff Myron is one critic.
I mean, if that were true, employers weren't going to respond at all to a mandated higher minimum wage, then maybe we should mandate it to be $15 an hour or $500 an hour.
Instead, Myron, who is also a Harvard professor, says employers would just replace minimum wage workers. He says he experienced this 15 years ago when he was lost in a parking garage in France, where the minimum wage is much higher than it is in the U.S. He couldn't find a parking attendant to pay because the position had been replaced by a machine.
Higher minimum wage had given people in France a strong incentive to invest in the machinery that would accept those tickets. That was a clear example where the mix of machinery relative to people was different in two different places because one had a much higher minimum wage than the other.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates a $10, 10-cent minimum wage would cost 500,000 jobs. Center for American Progress policy analyst Sarah Ayers disagrees.
The best empirical research that's been conducted over the past few decades has not found that. It's overwhelmingly found that raising the minimum wage does not hurt jobs and that it does help millions of people and provide an immediate boost to the economy by putting more money into people's pockets.
She says a higher minimum wage doesn't necessarily mean fewer minimum wage workers. Ayers says fast food workers shouldn't be worried about layoffs after a minimum wage raise.
This is true not just generally, but they also don't create job losses among teenagers or among restaurant workers.
Ayers says that in 1992, a natural minimum wage experiment happened. New Jersey raised its minimum wage and neighboring Pennsylvania did not. She says researchers David Card and Alan Krueger found no difference in fast food employment. Heritage Foundation policy analyst James Shirk says it's not so black and white. He says a higher minimum wage is okay for a place with a higher cost of living.
California is free to raise the minimum wage higher if they want. I would think that that would not be the best economic policy, but it's going to be less harmful to California than it would be if you forced that same pay increase on West Virginia.
In addition, a California business would also raise prices, making the cost of living even higher.
The typical restaurant has a profit margin of 2 or 3%. They can't simply absorb a 20, 25% increase in the cost of their labor. The only way they can cover that is by raising their prices. And who are the people who pay for that? Well, the customers.
Continuing with the restaurant example, Shirk says prices would also rise 10%. He says that rise is a large price to pay for a reduced number of minimum wage workers to get a raise. And he says the cost of living for the rest of us would rise. Ayers rejects that conclusion. She says the rest of us would also get a raise.
So what we've found is that raising the minimum wage actually leads to spillover effects for workers who are making above the minimum wage. So those workers will also benefit in the form of higher wages.
As lawmakers decide whether a minimum wage increase amounts to a living wage or places an artificial value on labor, we will soon learn whether we all benefit or the rest of us end up with the bill. I'm Jack Howard, reporting for Radio America.